This episode is sponsored by Stuart Arango Oral Surgery. Learn more at saoralsurgeons.com. And Kathy L. Wall State Farm Agency. Learn more at kathylwall.com. And Tequila Comos, luxury tequila refined. Ask for it by name at Pogo, Specs, or your favorite liquor store. Welcome to the Bubble Lounge. I'm Martha Jackson, and you may have noticed all the banners around Snyder Plaza and all over the city. The city of University Park is about to turn 100 years old. So I invited Paige Rudy, Community Information Officer for the City of UP, to join us just to tell us all the details about the event, what we can expect, all the merchandise that they have to offer, how to park, all the details that you need to know to have a wonderful time at the celebration. You are not going to believe all the things that they have planned for the week of the 100-year celebration. You need to listen to this episode and be sure and listen all the way to the end because Paige shares so many details and so much information. So let's get ready to celebrate 100 years of the City of University Park with Paige Rudy. Finding an oral surgeon is hard enough for yourself, and when it comes to your kids, it can feel impossible. We suggest our friends at Stuart and Arango because from emergencies to wisdom teeth and everything in between, they have you covered. Stuart and Arango are board certified with MDs who specialize in full scope oral, facial, and implant surgeries for both children and adults. Not only is their office state of the art, they lead the industry with the most advanced techniques and procedures. And when it comes to safety, they are pediatric and adult advanced life support certified and use a 3-day local anesthesia, which keeps you comfortable while limiting the use of opioids. Best part is, they're conveniently located at Northwest Highway and Hillcrest Avenue. So if you want the best of Big D caliber oral care, come see the friendly staff at Stuart and Arango. To learn more about them or book your appointment, visit saoralsurgeons.com. That's saoralsurgeons.com. Paige, thank you so much for being here today.
Of course, I'm super excited.
Well, I have been so excited about this episode because we've been talking about the 100th anniversary of University Park for quite some time. All the banners are up around Snyder Plaza. I'm just kind of seeing it blasted all over town. Can't wait for the week of celebration. But before we get to all of that, can you walk us through some background in the history of University Park and how it became incorporated? Because that story just fascinates me.
Yes, definitely. So University Park actually began because of SMU. So SMU, Southern Methodist University, started in 1915. So about 10 years before the city actually became incorporated. And the university was growing. So there were a cluster of homes that were popping up around the university, housed professors, university employees. And it got so big that the university needed some utilities. So that's kind of how the city started. There were annexation attempts into the town of Highland Park. That didn't pass. And then additionally to the city of Dallas, which also did not pass. So then the city incorporated by vote and became the city of University Park in 1924. So we built a city hall. They issued bonds for that. Fire department, water lines, sewer lines. So that's kind of how we became University Park. And then in 1945, there were actually additional annexation attempts into the city of Dallas, which actually was in favor by council. But we had the biggest voter turnout for that election, and we voted to stay the city of University Park and not annex into Dallas.
Well, so I can only imagine. Let's say that that came up again. The voter turnout from our neighborhood, I bet we would have such an amazing turnout.
Oh, yeah. I think people, the pride of UP is just, people love it. And we love that our residents love it so much. It's just such a special community. And we're really proud of it as employees. And that's why we're super excited to celebrate our centennial coming up.
Well, one of my favorite things about living here is the community events. Absolutely love the Snyder Plaza tree lighting.
Yes.
And the 4th of July parade. I mean, you just can't beat those. But we have something really big coming up. And I can't wait to hear all the details. We are turning 100 years this year. And you have quite a lot planned. Can you tell us everything that's going on?
Yes, of course. So April 12th is our official centennial date, and that is Friday. So we actually are going to be celebrating throughout that entire week. We're calling it our centennial week. So it really begins on Sunday. There's a some Boy Scout troops are volunteering in the community. There, we have a couple projects that our Parks Department set up for them. So they'll be helping with that on Sunday. And then Monday, April 8th, is the big solar eclipse, which I know everyone is really excited about. It seems like that's all over the news. And that's all everyone's been talking about here recently since it's coming up. But so we're starting the week off with that, which is really cool that that is just happens to be during our centennial week. And residents are able to pick up special centennial branded eclipse glasses at the UP Public Library beginning April 2nd. So we have a limited number, so make sure you go get those quick because when we run out, we're out.
That's
So we have those available. And then on Tuesday, we have two fun events that we have planned at the UP Public Library. We will be having the UP Fire Chief Randy Howell and Curtis Ellenberg, who works in our police department, talking about the history of the police and fire departments. So that'll be a very interesting event to just kind of go through the history and how we got to where we are today. And then that evening at the library at 7 p.m., we'll be having a visit with all of the living former mayors. So
Be
really exciting. We'll have a panel of mayors. They'll all be there to talk about just their experience growing up here in the city, their experience as mayor. It'll be a really special event at the library that day. Let's see. There's so much. Wednesday, we are partnering with the Meadows Museum at SMU and the George Bush Presidential Library. So there will be free admission for UP residents at both of those facilities that day in honor of the centennial. So we're really excited about that, too. We hope people will stop by to take advantage of that. Thursday, we don't really have anything too big planned. We're taking just a little break. And then Friday morning at 10 a.m. will be the dedication of our centennial tree that was planted. You may have seen it in Gore Park. That was planted a couple weeks ago. So we're excited about that. And then we'll also dedicate our time capsule, talk about what's going in that as well. And then following that, there will be open houses at city facilities. So that will take place from 10 a.m. to noon that day. You can stop by City Hall. You can stop by our Peak Service Center. You can stop by the city's transfer station and then also the UP Public Library. So staff will be there available to give tours. So you can see all the cool stuff that goes on kind of behind the scenes. And then Saturday, that is our really big event that we're super excited about. The centennial celebration. So that will be from 6 to 9 p.m. in Gore and Williams Parks. We will have food trucks. We will have a drone show, which is really exciting. We'll have over 300 drones in this drone show. It's the first drone show to ever take place in University Park.
Yes, absolutely.
So that'll be really cool. And then we'll have some fun activities for kids and then some performers as well. Dignitaries will come speak. So it'll be a pretty exciting event that we're really looking forward to. And then additionally during that week, we'll also be partnering with some local businesses that will be offering some special centennial promotions and then some special centennial like menu offerings or items that they'll be selling throughout that week. So there's a ton of fun things going on.
Oh my gosh. So she didn't even have a list in front of her. She just has this memorized because I would imagine you have been living and breathing this for over a year, probably.
Yes, yes.
And so you just have it all memorized. And I will post and share anything that you have just to let everyone know so they can screenshot it and have it because no one's going to ever remember all those details.
Yes. We would appreciate that.
Yeah, well, this is so exciting. I literally can't wait. I mean, you guys are really taking it up. Like no other event has been this big before. So super excited for this. Hey, Park City's families, we all feel that pinch of rising home insurance, don't we? But there is a solution and it's closer than you think. Meet Kathy Elwall, State Farm Agency. She's not just our trusted show sponsor. She's also the expert you need to navigate these unpredictable insurance waters. Why get lost in a maze of policies and rates? Kathy has a knack for simplifying it all. Call 214-350-2692 or stop by KathyElwall.com to schedule a meeting. She's ready to review your homeowner policy and pinpoint where you could be saving more money right now. We trust Kathy wholeheartedly, and once you chat with her, you'll see why. It's not just about rates. It's about trust, expertise, and peace of mind. So don't let rising homeowner insurance costs catch you off guard. Contact Kathy L. Wall State Farm Agency now at 214-350-2692 or visit KathyLWall.com. With Kathy L. Wall on your side, you'll have an agent you can trust and help secure your family's future. There are ways, I hear, to kind of commemorate and leave your mark on the city, and there's various ways to do that. Tell us what the options are.
Yeah, so we are actually selling some centennial bricks, which those will go in Gore Park. We'll be selling those through the end of June, and you can purchase a brick on the city's website, and you have three lines. You can put your family's name or whatever you'd like on those three lines. There's only 16 characters per line, though, so we gotta make sure we stay within that. Yes, yeah, you're a little limited. But those are on sale, and that's a really great tangible way to commemorate the centennial. And then we're also doing an underwriting campaign. So if you wanted to support the centennial that way, the deadline for recognition for that is March 31st. So we're coming up on it. But if you're interested and would like to be on the underwriting committee, you'll receive a lapel pin. And then you'll also be recognized on a plaque near where the centennial tree will be in Gore Park. So you can go on the city's website for that, too. And if you would like to donate, you can do that there.
Awesome. I'll definitely provide a link so that they can follow along for that as well.
Great.
Ladies, the next time you're invited to a house party in Highland Park, make sure you bring the host a truly special gift. Give them a bottle of tequila Comos, a symbol of sophistication and exceptional craftsmanship. Aged in French oak wine barrels, Comos is the only luxury tequila of its kind, offering a smoothness that's unparalleled. Each bottle is a masterpiece of design and represents the essence of luxury, making it the perfect hostess gift or a memorable keepsake. Next time you're searching for a gift that speaks volumes, choose Comos. Visit Pogo's, Specs, or your local liquor store and ask for it by name. Tequila Comos, a special gift for a special person.
So I read that there's going to be a 100-year book. Tell us about that.
Yes. So we have been working on a centennial coffee table type book, and that is also available for pre-order on the city's website. And that will just touch on basically the history of University Park. There will be photos from every decade. We'll be highlighting some prominent residents in UP and just talking about the history as well. And then the centennial celebration will also be included in the book. So that's really exciting. And those will be on sale also through June 30th. And then they'll be distributed after the centennial.
Okay,
so that's a great way to commemorate it as well.
Yeah, I definitely want to get one of those. I can't wait to see it. Yeah. I love coffee table books, especially about my neighborhood.
Yes, definitely.
So you and I were talking before we started recording, and I told you that I had a listener send me a DM and ask me the origin of why our neighborhood is called The Bubble. You didn't know. I still don't know. If anyone out there happens to know, please send me a DM or text me, send me email, get in touch with me somehow, because I want to get back to this listener, and I'm fascinated as well why it's called The Bubble.
Yes. Let us know.
Like we said, sometimes people say it's a good thing, sometimes it's not a good thing.
Right.
I never forget when we first moved here, we had a friend that lived in Plano, and I had never heard it called The Bubble, mm-hmm. and he referred to it The Bubble, but the way that he said it was definitely derogatory. So I didn't really like that.
Yeah, no, we don't either.
So I know that you guys were collecting digital archives. How are you coming along with that? And are you still asking for people?
Yes, definitely. So we did launch this digital archive as part of the centennial, and that will be around beyond the centennial. So it's something that we'll have on our website for the future and for years to come. We are definitely still accepting submissions for that. We've actually found a lot of old photos just here at the city that will be uploaded and that are uploaded to the site. And we've received a few submissions. But if anyone out there has any old photographs or old just documents that they want to share, please upload them, because we would love to see what y'all have.
I wish I had something. So my great aunt and uncle lived literally one street over from me.
Aww.
And their original house is still there, which
I
absolutely love. The last time I talked to the owner when I was walking by, he was a professor at SMU. And I just love that that house is still there. And they actually owned a drugstore in Snyder Plaza.
Oh, wow.
I've always been so curious what little spot it was in there.
Yeah.
And I'm so angry that they sold it, because that would be so cool if I owned something in Snyder Plaza.
That would be awesome.
I mean, Snyder Plaza is literally one of my most favorite things about living in the Park Cities is it's walkable for most people. It's definitely walkable for me. And we have a lot of changes going on there. And you and I talked a while back about doing a whole episode all about Snyder Plaza. But
yes.
Can you just kind of give us a quick update of what's going on there?
So City Council just approved a bid award for a contractor for the Snyder Plaza surface improvement projects at their meeting last week. So we are really excited about that. It's like we were talking about the centennial. The city's been around for a long time, so has the infrastructure. So it's time to update that, and especially in Snyder Plaza. So it'll be a phased project, and we'll be updating the infrastructure, as I mentioned, along with the sidewalks and the streets. We'll be making the whole plaza ADA compliant, which is really important because right now it's not super accessible for those that are in wheelchairs or those that have strollers. If you have children and you have a stroller, you probably notice that it's not super easy to walk around Snyder Plaza. So that will all be taking place, and then we'll also be doing some landscaping improvements. So we're really excited about the project. It may be a little painful, and we understand that, but once we get all of the details of the project firmed out, we will definitely be sharing all of the information all over all of our social media platforms, our website. We'll be posting everywhere so that the community is aware of the project and everything that's going to be going on. So,
well, I know this audience very well, and I know that we don't like to be inconvenient. So everyone, please listen to what she said. It's the infrastructure has been there for 100 years.
Yes.
What will happen if it's not updated?
Well, that is a great question. I don't think we want to find out. Well, we have had many water main breaks throughout the community. We've had water main breaks, especially in Snyder Plaza. So that's just one thing that is something that we don't want to keep happening. So we want to make sure that everything is reliable and up to date and refreshed. So yes.
No, I just want to reiterate. I mean, it's going to be inconvenient for all of us. We all love those restaurants and those stores, but just try to be patient, guys, because it sounds like it's very much in need of being worked on. I know that that area where Peggy Sue's was, the sidewalk was starting to get really rusty.
Right.
And it had been redone recently. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's a sign of something is not going well down under. And we don't want that to happen in the rest of Snyder Plaza. So,
correct.
Let's just be patient. We can get through this, everyone.
Yes. Please be patient. Please give us some grace. We think it'll be a really great project. And we're really excited to see the finished products. And we think the community will be really excited about it as well.
I look forward to seeing it.
Yes.
Well, so something that I thought was fascinating is one of the oldest houses in University Park is on University Drive, and I pass by it all the time, and I think it's just absolutely beautiful. You can tell it's really old. You can tell that they've really done a great job of maintaining the integrity of it. I actually really want to go in there sometime. But tell us about some of the older historic homes in the neighborhood.
Yeah, so there are definitely some older historic homes in the neighborhood. Preservation Park City is actually they work closely with a lot of these homes. One specifically, the Williams House, is on it's on McFarland and Williams Parkway. So right across from where the Love Sculpture is. That is one of the homes that is we really appreciate and is historic. But there are a lot throughout the community, as you mentioned. So and I think people really love to see just the beauty and the architecture and how those homes have been preserved over the past few hundred years.
Yeah, that's something that I really love about our community is all the homes don't look the same. There's, there's a lot of really unique ones out there just kind of mixed together, and I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that I've noticed, because I live very close to the Daniel Family Cemetery, is there's been some improvements over there. I actually emailed you to see what was going on when it first started, because what I was picturing was like a poltergeist situation that I was thinking, you know, land is at such a premium in our neighborhood. I thought they were going to be exhuming bodies and like opening opening those lots up. So your answer was much better.
Yes, yes. We recently approved some landscaping, a landscaping project over at the cemetery. So they planted some trees, added some additional landscaping, and it looks beautiful. So don't worry, that's not happening.
Well, yeah, that's much better than I thought. It does look a lot better. There was a lot of heavy trees on the outside mm-hmm. that were just kind of brush shrub
right.
type things.
So, yes.
Yeah, it looks nice.
Thank you.
Do you have a product or business you want to introduce to families in Highland Park? Then we want to work with you. With over 140,000 listeners and more than 200 episodes and a strong Instagram community, the Bubble Lounge podcast is the perfect way to connect with families in the Park Cities. Visit bubblelounge.net to learn more. Well, no great event would be complete without some fun merchandise for us to buy. So tell us what you got.
Yes. So we will have some Centennial merchandise available for purchase at the Centennial Celebration on the 13th. We have two different shirts. One is gray and one is white. They have our Centennial logo on the front and then a beautiful drawing that one of our actual Centennial committee members drew, which is, it's beautiful. Roseanne Beck, she did an amazing job. So we're super excited about that those are going to be for sale. And then we'll also be selling some Centennial hats, and those have the Centennial logo on them as well. And everything will be $20 at the event. So if you want to bring cash, we'll take cards. We will be there selling everything. So, but there's also limited quantity. So if you get there, get to the celebration, make sure you hit the booth pretty early so you don't miss out on any of the merchandise.
Well, it sounds great. Again, don't forget your bricks. Don't forget your book. Get your merchandise. Pre-order that book. And I'll include links for all of this stuff. Well, the celebration just sounds amazing. I'm super excited. Can't wait for it to happen. But I'm kind of concerned about parking. What do you have as far as advice on parking?
Yes. So we would definitely encourage people to walk or ride your bike or ride share. We will have a rideshare drop-off dedicated area. So definitely encouraging rideshare. You can expect the crowd to be similar to the 4th of July festivities. That's kind of what we're thinking. So there will be parking in the neighborhood, but we would definitely encourage people to definitely rideshare or carpool. That way there you don't have any issues finding parking or having to walk a little too far.
This could be a really good opportunity for a high schooler to drive some people in the neighborhood and make a little extra money.
Exactly.
Well, so it's like 4th of July, but without the heat.
Right, exactly.
So everyone better be there. We want to see you out there.
Yes,
I'm so excited.
Come.
Well, tell us how residents can keep in touch with everything that's going on in the city.
Yeah, so first of all, our city website, we post basically all information there. And then we're also on social media. So the city has an Instagram account, a Facebook account. We're on X. We have a Nextdoor page. So if you're not following us, our handle is at cityofuptx. So please go give us a follow. We love all of our followers on social media. And then we also have some newsletters that the city sends out electronically. The Arbor goes out on the 1st of the month, and then we have our mid-month update, and that goes out on the 15th of every month. And then if you're also subscribed to Update, I don't know if everyone knows this, but we also send out flash updates to that newsletter list with time-sensitive information. So if there's ever anything we need to get out in a timely fashion that is important for the whole community to know, we will send that out through that. So you can sign up to receive these newsletters on our website as well. So everything can be found on our website in addition to our social media accounts. But yes, we just encourage you to follow along because we really try to get all this information out.
Well, perfect. Well, Paige, thank you so much for being here today. This was a great episode. I'm so excited for all the celebrations and all the merch. And I'm so excited. Can't wait to be there.
Yes, we're super excited as well. And we would encourage everyone to come. We've been working really hard on it, and it's a super exciting just event that it's just great to celebrate 100 years.
Well, that's been another episode of The Bubble Lounge. I'm Martha Jackson, and we'll catch you next time.